The role of large suppliers, it also came up in the previous presentation. In Norway, we have a situation where we have a few very large players that sort of dominate the entire market. And that has an impact on various issues related to public procurement. For example, for some farmers, it is not possible to supply small parts of what they produce to municipalities. Now, everything they produce has to go through some of the players that are mentioned there. The thing is that very often these large suppliers also come up with easy fixes, easy solutions, offering the large framework contracts, and it is easy for a municipality to sort of go for that rather than to go for more contracts with smaller producers. And then that is really the recurring issue. What is sustainability? We had a meeting with the project participants yesterday, and again the question comes up, what is sustainability? Because it is about everything. It's multidimensional, environment, society, economics. Actually, there are also overviews that have health and ethical aspects as a fourth and a fifth dimension. Within each dimension, you can list all kinds of things that sometimes work the same way, but very often are sort of contradictory, and then you have all kinds of trade-offs. So this big question, what is sustainability when we think about sustainable public procurement, is something that keeps popping up. We don't have the answer to that because it's a very broad question. Now, the theme for today and tomorrow is, can we use local as some sort of a Columbus egg? If we know that we have to combine all these different elements that are part of sustainability, can they all sort of be put in the local thing? Can local be the label? And then if we buy local, then we can say, yeah, we are sustainable. So the question is public procurement of locally produced food, local food and catering service, is it always more sustainable than non-local food and catering services? Now, if we look at some of the literature, I've not put references there, but the question is debated in some of the literature, and the answer is not yes or no. So it is a bit yes, but, or no, but. First of all, the question is, what is local? Of course, we think about local, regional, national, global in different scales. But what is exactly local and regional is flexible. Some people would say that buying Norwegian is also about local food. So the scale issue is an important thing. Very often local is put equal with short supply chain, which is not always true. You can think of local production that has a large supply chain in the sense that there are a lot of people involved. You can also think about non-local supply with only a couple of parts in the chain. And the question whether local is always more sustainable, it again is not a question we can answer with yes or no. Very often, if we think about local food, we look at food miles, kortreismat, as a big indicator of how fantastic local food is in terms of sustainability. But of course, we know that if we think about climate change, greenhouse gas emissions, there are a lot of other things that are important as well, in addition to just transport. Is it plant-based or not, the food? Production efficiencies, economies of scale in transport, and so on and so on. And of course, environment is not just about greenhouse gas emissions, but about a lot of other things as well. Think about pollution as a result of plastic packaging or the use of pesticides. Think about biodiversity. And if we sort of include all these factors, then it's not just about Kortrijk or a few food miles anymore. Then social sustainability, we can sort of grasp the idea that if you buy locally, that you invest in local communities in the sense of identity. So you can also argue that you invest in resilience of your local food system. But we also know that that is not enough. If we think about resilience, self-sufficiency, we know that two-thirds of the world is not able to be self-sufficient based on local food systems. So to some extent, we will always need international change and non-local food. And then economic, yeah, okay for local development, but for example, you can ask yourself the question, are local producers always the most innovative when it comes to sustainable development? Or are they, let's say, producing very traditional products, but also using rather traditional ways of production, and maybe the local farmer delivers his great products with a 20-year-old diesel car. And then you have a problem in terms of sustainability. So these are just a couple of things that make that we cannot say local is sustainable and Columbus Egg works. And if we go for local, then we hit the bullseye of sustainability. What we will look at over the next 2 days in the sessions is, as said, the legal aspects. Public procurement is based on the principle of non-discrimination. So how can you then include this idea of giving preference to local producers? That is problematic. It has to be discussed. You'll find that some of the papers, some of the presentations deal with standard setting, with certification and the use of labeling schemes, because that is something that has also been put forward as a potential solution to getting more sustainable public procurement. And there are a couple of sessions that sort of focus on the relationship between public procurement and other policies that are relevant. Justin mentioned a lot of these things already. If you reduce food waste, you have to procure less, and then that as such, by definition, is more sustainable. But also different ways of working in public kitchens, the use of local food communities, building partnerships with them. And what was mentioned by Andreas, the possibility that you can use all kinds of national, regional, local food policies as levers for change. Think about the school meal policies. What we have in Norway is a bit different from some of the other countries, and we will look at that as well. Can we use, for example, school meal programs as some sort of a lever for change also in terms of public procurement?